From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues his studies in the life of Abraham as he brings the opening portion of a message entitled, The Burden and the Blessing of Testing. Genesis chapter 22 records the experience of Abraham's life that often puzzles believers. Having waited many years for Isaac, the son of promise, Abraham at last was enjoying the blessing of fulfillment in the evening of his life. Yet it was at this very time that God asked of him that which was dearest to him, the sacrifice of Isaac. As Dr. Cairns will show, God often tests his people to reveal the full depth of their love for him. After long experience of walking with God, Abraham did not fail the test. His example contains many powerful lessons for all of God's people. Dr. Cairns will come to the Word of God shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Going Out with Joy. The text is found in Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 18. And of Zebulun he said, Rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out. The blessings of the tribes are ours, for we are the true Israel who worship God in the spirit and have no confidence in the flesh. Zebulun is to rejoice because Jehovah will bless his going out. We also see a promise for ourselves lying latent in this benediction. When we go out, we will look out for occasions of joy. We go out to travel, and the providence of God is our convoy. We go out to emigrate, and the Lord is with us both on land and sea. We go out as missionaries, and Jesus saith, Lo, I am with you unto the end of the world. We may go out day by day to our labor, and we may do so with pleasure, for God will be with us from morn till eve. A fear sometimes creeps over us when starting, for we know not what we may meet with. But this blessing may serve us right well as a word of good cheer. As we pack up for moving, let us put this verse into our traveling trunk. Let us drop it into our hearts and keep it there. Yea, let us lay it on our tongue to make us sing. Let us weigh anchor with a song, or jump into the carriage with a psalm. Let us belong to the rejoicing tribe, and in our every movement praise the Lord with joyful hearts.
Oh,
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to tell you that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS Audio Magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS Audio Magazine simply by writing to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a special feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did the Sabbath change to the first day? How do we know that the Bible is the Word of God? Is the emerging church dangerous? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
21st and 22nd chapters of Genesis have this in common, that each of them climaxes with Abraham living at Beersheba. As we enter the 22nd chapter, we find that for Abraham, life was sweet at Beersheba. After long years of waiting, he now had the son whom the Lord had so long promised to him. After many years of tension, he now had peace in his own home. His business was good, and his blessings were many. And Abraham could now enjoy the kind of life that I suppose most of us crave after, and certainly I believe he did. The kind of life, however, that had for so long eluded him. By this stage he was a very old man, and old age, very atypically, presented a rosy picture for him as the future stretched out before him very invitingly. Isaac was growing up into the kind of young man of whom any father might justly be proud. Abraham's cup was full and running over. I suppose you could say, in one word, life was comfortable. The trouble is with most people that when we get comfortable, we also get soft. Had this happened to Abraham? Was he still the man of faith that he had formerly been? Would he still, at this stage in his life, be willing and able to step out into the unknown with his Lord? Big questions of anyone. There was only one way to find out regarding Abraham. And so the Lord put him to the sternest test that he ever did face. I believe for him the sternest test he ever could face. Because intruding into the quiet comfort of Beersheba, the Lord suddenly challenged Abraham. And he said, take now thy son. And notice how he piles up the descriptions. Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest. Get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Abraham, who had instantly replied to the calling of his name with a, here am I, equally instantly obeyed. And in the morning he rose up early, saddled the ass, made the necessary preparations, and set out upon that fateful journey. Now, at first that seems a little incredible to us. Put yourself in the position and you will see how much lies hidden under the simple statement of verse 3 that Abraham rose up and obeyed. Let any father or any mother here put him or herself in that position of hearing the voice of God making such a demand and immediately try to imagine yourself getting up in instant obedience. Would Abraham not at least question such a command? Would he not ask himself, is this indeed the will of God? Is this indeed the call of God? Is this indeed the voice of God? Or have I made some mistake? Is this the leading of the Lord or a grave misconception? We know that many, many people have launched out upon abhorrent courses of action, some to murder. In our own day, we have zealots and lunatics who claim the voice of God telling them to go and murder abortion doctors. We have others telling us the voice of God told them to kill their own parents or their own children. Through history, we have had people telling us the voice of God instructed them to launch nations and continents into bloodbaths of war. Certainly, we know that many have set out upon the most abhorrent courses of action, claiming divine guidance, when in reality they were either seduced by devils or deceived by their own wicked hearts. But Abraham knew the voice of God. He had talked too often with the Lord to be in any sort of doubt. There was no doubt in his mind. There could be no mistake. It was none other than his Lord that had made the command. And so at once he rose up and he set out for the land of Moriah. Though Genesis 22 doesn't draw attention to it, we are not to think for a moment that Abraham went without deep feelings. We are not to think that he went without serious thought, that every step of that journey was not agony to a father's heart. We know from Hebrews chapter 11 that Abraham was not only thinking, but he was thinking very clearly, and he was thinking very, very profoundly as he sought to relate the command of God to sacrifice Isaac with the promise of God that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And so, cogitating deeply, Abraham went on. There were some very poignant moments on that journey. Verse 5 of our Bible reading draws attention to one of them. When, after 3 days' journeying, Abraham said to his young men, "Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship." And then he added, "And we will come again to you." That was not deception. That was the voice of faith. I said Abraham had been thinking clearly and thinking deeply, and that statement grew out of what he was thinking. And then in the verses immediately following, what a picture. Isaac carrying the wood for his own sacrifice. Isaac carrying the wood that once lighted would burn his body to ashes. At this point, he doesn't understand what's happening. I would suppose that he and Abraham had had similar worshipping journeys together before. I don't think, since Abraham was preeminently the man of the altar, that this was the first time he had ever introduced Isaac to the altar and the theology of the altar. But now, Isaac cannot understand, and so he says to his father, "Father, here is the wood. Here we have the fire. But where is the lamb?" My, I'm very tempted to stop off there and forget about Abraham and Isaac and their journey to Mount Moriah for a moment. And do what preachers so often do and just take the text topically. What a question. You can ask that question of every book in the Bible. Where is the lamb? When you understand the relation of the lamb to any book of the Bible, you're beginning to understand that book. You can ask that question regarding every stage of God's great redemptive purpose. And certainly tonight, it's a question you can ask regarding the exalted position of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I say, it's a very, very tempting side avenue for any preacher who loves the gospel to take the question, where is the Lamb? And trace his history. The Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, to the Lamb brought into the world, to the Lamb flayed and flogged, and to the Lamb slain and buried, and then to the Lamb raised to the right hand of God, and then to the Lamb returning in the great day of His wrath. How many answers the Scripture gives you to the question, where is the Lamb? But the demands of Genesis 22 must be stronger than the impulses of the preacher. What a question Isaac asked. Father, we are going to approach God. We have an altar, we have wood, we have fire. But Father, where is the Lamb? I told you I don't believe for a moment this was Isaac's first introduction to the theology of the altar. Isaac, young man that he was, had learned something I would to God that every young person in this meeting would learn. You do not approach God except on the ground of the blood of the Lamb. You do not come to God except on the basis of the sacrifice of the Lamb. Away, as our brother Steve was singing, away with our works, away with our vaunted great behavior, away with the self-righteousness that the flesh would seek to establish as a ground of appearing before God. If you would appear before God, look for the Lamb. If you would ever stand before Him in the judgment without being condemned eternally, look for the Lamb. Isaac knew enough gospel to say, Father, where is the Lamb? What a poignant moment that was for Abraham, since he only at that time knew the answer. And so he said, as he listened to the question from the lips of a young man whom he was leading to his death, my son, God will provide Himself a lamb. With that assurance, father and son resumed their journey.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.